Good morning, everybody, and welcome to this edition of Breaking the Silence. Today, I want to talk about the Ryan's Mitigation Project. And I want to say right from the beginning, this is not about opposing the mitigation project itself. This is about the citizens, the city council, and even the landowner all coming together around one thing. We all want security, we all want peace of mind, and we all want confidence that the next storm comes and brings hurricanes and tropical storms that our drainage system works and our property values are protected. So this is not about stopping progress. This is about making sure the public fully understands the long-term impact before permanent decisions are made. Because once this type of mitigation project is established, it remains in perpetuity forever. So here are some of the concerns that I have about this proposed project. First, does it meet the open space ordinance requirements? The open space requirements, it allows for public access. A mitigation project does not. And our ordinance say that if it doesn't fit the ordinance standard, then it's not allowed, which means we need a new standard to accommodate this type of project. This project is very unusual to have a wetlands mitigation project inside the city limit that touches and the drainage of the Rienzi Basin flows through it. So it's an unusual project for a city. It takes an ordinance, I believe, to address all the real concerns. Next is the Rienzi Canal itself. I was made aware that the area from Glenwild where it crosses the three culverts there, both to the north and the south, are really holding ponds and they're over 100 feet. And as it continues north toward Chack Bay and it hits the lateral around the Thibodeau Church, it reduces size to 40 feet. And I'm wondering, when is the last time that that was evaluated for the current and future capacity needed for our drainage basin? So that's a question that needs to be answered. Next, I want to talk about the laterals that touch the Rienzi Canal that drain the subdivision. In a 2018 study by the Tabanas Design Group, which was prepared for the North Lafourche Levee District, show that several of those are inadequate, both in size and culvert size. Have those issues been remedied, or will they be a permanent piece of the new project? Next is the right-of-ways. What are the right-of-ways for both the Rienzi Canal on both sides and the laterals that allow for easy maintenance? In speaking with the Fifth Ward people, they talked about how inconvenient it would be if you had to back a truck, load it and pull it out, and back another one a mile and load it and pull it out, as opposed to be able to take the spoil, put it on the bank, and keep moving. So the long-term permanent cost is important. And what are the restrictions and what will be the access granted both on the canals, both sides, the Rienzi Canal, and the laterals? And this is just a question. When they're going to put these cypress trees in there and we have the hurricanes, if a cypress tree falls across any of these canals, it's an immediate blockage. And then we got a big problem of backup. So I'm sure that they're going to adequately space them, that they couldn't endanger that. But that's a question that's unanswered right now. And then maintenance. What is the predictable maintenance schedule for this type of project? Because we will somewhat lose control to the federal restrictions. And what will our local access be? So this is not about restricting the project. It's simply about slowing down, review the facts, review the drainage, validate the ordinance, validate the maintenance plan, and make sure that the public fully understands the long-term consequences before we approve it. So here's a simple idea. Why don't we just pause the vote, review the standards, and make sure it's adequate for an OS zone. If it's not, then we form a committee, bring in engineers, experts, public professionals, farmers, citizens who know how drainage works through the community, and build an ordinance that works for this specific application. It would establish clear maintenance, inspection, reporting, accountability, and future drainage capacity needs. We could do this before any permanent approval is made, because if this is done correctly, citizens will be able to sleep at night knowing that the system was challenged. The facts were validated, the public was heard, and long-term protection came first for the citizens of Thibodaux. What happens if we move this forward with unanswered questions? Uncertainty every time rain comes, every time a tropical storm warning, or every time a hurricane tracks towards South Louisiana, everybody will wonder, will my yard flood? I know my wife and several of my neighbors, every time the water gets into our yard, we're very concerned, will our houses flood? Mine's flooded 3 times. The water's touched my slab at least 6 or 7 times. And so has that happened for other people. And we're at a 12-foot elevation. When water rises, uncertainty becomes fear. And that's not what we want for our community. It's not wanted by anyone. Now that you're aware of this project, its permanence, it provides you with a choice, either to act and do nothing, or to let your voices be heard in a collaborative way with the people we elected and with the landowner to make sure everybody has the security we need as this move forward. You have the ability to choose to call your councilman or show up at the council meeting this Tuesday and let your voices be heard. So thank you for listening. This is Breaking the Silence, John Toops.